I'm feeling good, getting adjusted to the time zone, but it's beautiful weather, so it's a pretty good transition.
When did you arrive?
I think 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was good. It felt good to get up and running and get used to the guys and everything. So it felt pretty good.
How quickly will it take you, how soon will it take you to get on the same page as the rest of the team?
Hopefully not too long. Coach and the guys are doing a great job kind of keeping me in on the loop and helping me learn the terminologies pretty fast. So hopefully not too long.
Are you aware of the history of the Wildcats?
Yeah, I'm aware that it's a very respected organization. You guys have a lot of winning history, so I'm happy to be a part of this club and try to keep that tradition going.
So, are you feeling any pressure?
No, I can only be me, so.
And do you know what the season, it's been a bit of a up and down season for the Wildcats this season. Have they filled you in on everything?
Yeah, I'm up to speed with everything, but, you know, that's a part of basketball. It's going to be ups and downs throughout the season, but, you know, if you work out the kinks, everything will be all right. I use my speed to my advantage and obviously be a team player like everybody else and just use my instincts. You know, we've been playing this game for a long time, so just stick to what we know out there on the floor.
Trevor, has Price been on the radar for a while, or is he a recent discovery?
Well, yeah, actually I seen him 2 years ago in the summer league in Utah, so it was always at the back of my mind, but wasn't on the radar because he was in the NBA and playing top line Europe. And we're very fortunate that he was available at the right time, and lucky that he had plenty of offers all around the world, and he wanted to come to Australia to play, and we're very fortunate to have him here.
Was that win against Illawarra the other day? You could almost describe that as pivotal for your season.
Yeah, look, it was a big win. It was, we're under the pump and down a couple of players. So to come out there and to win on the road and to actually play the way we played was great. The guys are trusting each other, working hard and being aggressive, and that's Wildcats basketball. And if we can play at that level, we're going to have a fun end of the season.
I guess just looking at the ladder there,
it's
nothing's kind of out of reach at this stage. It's also close.
Yeah, well, it's the closest I've seen. So normally a couple of teams drop off and it's probably four or five teams in the hunt, but legitimately you got eight teams can make the playoffs, and it's, you know, we're very fortunate to get healthy at this time of the year. Hopefully we stay that way for the rest of the year and get some momentum and ride that wave. And I think last weekend was a good start for us.
Yeah,
that's his first practice today, so he'll go back through the medical staff at the end of this week and see how he recovers tomorrow. It'll be a great inclusion to have Bryce and Damo, but not counting just yet.
So possibility this weekend?
Well, we're hopeful. If he can tick all the boxes from the medical staff, and obviously that's the first time he's been out in the court in 9 weeks, so we'll see how the knee reacts tomorrow morning. Hopefully it doesn't blow up, and so we're fingers crossed.
And Bryce, you've got a pretty good tweet from Joe Ingles, ex-teammate, before you headed over.
Yeah, I saw it. He was always a great guy. He was really good to me in Utah, and it was pretty cool to see him pay some respect to me.
And when did Trev call you? What was kind of the turnover? Like, how long ago have you known about this?
I'm sorry?
When did you get the phone call, and how long has it been since you got here? Was it like a week or?
Yeah, probably something about that. It was very, very quick, so it's kind of been a whirlwind of just being on the go, but things are starting to slow down as I'm getting accustomed to everything, so, but they've been great with everything.
Decision to make?
I just felt like it was the right decision for me, so there wasn't anything tough about it at all.
Is your first time in Australia?
Yeah, first time.
What do you think so far?
The weather's perfect. I like the team, like the coach, so everything's good so far, so I can't complain.
And Trevor, are we hoping there's no more changes in the team for the rest of the season?
No. I would like to, touch wood, that we suit up this weekend, full strength team. That'll be the first time this year that we have a full team roster to pick from. So, you know, exciting times ahead, and Bryce is going to help us on the court. He's got the quickness, he's unselfish and can shoot the three. So there's some of the things that we need on the court, and the guys are excited to have him on the squad.
How did he look today?
Yeah, he looked really good. You can see everyone just get an extra step, extra boost. Casey was flying out there and Damo was finding him straight away. When you got those three guys using their basketball instincts on the court, it's fun, and it's going to be a great sight to see.
And just off a little tangent, and I thought Jesse Wagstaff's game last week was probably his best of the year.
Yeah, he was fantastic coming off the bench, and Jesse has that ability. He's probably been up and down with his shot, but the shot selection and how he played out there was fantastic. And down the stretch, he made a big post move and some foul shots under pressure. So we're glad he's hitting form at the right time.
Yeah,